and pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day, still praying as I'm onward bound, Lord, let my feet on higher ground, Lord, lift me up and let me stand.
It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
Revelation chapter 17 and verse 5 says, "And upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth." Well, this is speaking, of course, of Mystery Babylon the Great. And as we study this and we've looked at this, we've actually seen three Babylons mentioned in the Word of God that we've studied so far. The first was an actual city, an actual place called Babylon. And that was some time ago that God saw fit to destroy that city. Nimrod was the founder. He was a mighty hunter. He was the great-grandson of Noah, but God said in his word that he was an ungodly man. Nimrod was an ungodly person, and therefore God destroyed that city of Babylon. Well, we've gone into Revelation chapter 17, and we've seen two Babylons mentioned, Babylons that are of the world system. The first is Mystery Babylon the Great, and I just read about that in Revelation 17:5. This would be the ecclesiastical Babylon. And I've made mention before that the devil's church, and this is exactly what ecclesiastical Babylon is and will be. Let me say this, that Mystery Babylon is already at work. We see the shades of that today in our society, in this world. But during the first half of the tribulation period, Mystery Babylon the Great will, will come to fulfillment. In other words, it will be there. It will be the world's religion. Well, the devil's church is in the world today, and we know that as we look around. And his church, as we know it today, will continue on. It will become more and more prevalent until the middle of the tribulation. Now, the devil's church has produced offspring today. And it takes two to have offspring, and the devil has many ungodly human mates, and together they have produced ungodly man and devil worship centers. People would rather worship the devil. You say, well, do they come out? We know of devil worship. Well, there's that, as well as people who are they're worshiping the devil with the way they conduct supposed Bible churches that worship man instead of God, that place emphasis upon the flesh, the feeling of the flesh, instead of the worship of God. Well, I mentioned before, and I will name names as we go along. I'll mention a few names here that I believe are cults today, and some that you will have to decide for yourself whether they are actual cults or not. You see, I do not worship Buddha. He's dead. I do not worship Mohammed. He's dead. The Jehovah's Witness cult should be called the Lucifer Witnesses. The Church of Christ does not worship the Christ of the Bible. They say the Church of Christ says that a person must be baptized, and nowhere do you find that in the Bible for salvation. Well, what about the Seventh-day Adventists? Well, they the dates, in other words, they were date setters concerning the Lord's return. And since he didn't return when they said he would, they stopped predicting. And they say keeping the Ten Commandments is necessary to go to heaven. And by the way, if you worship on Sunday, if you're a Bible-believing person that believes the Word of God and you worship on the first day of the week, then the Seventh-day Adventist says that you are, and that you have, the mark of the beast. Sunday worship is the mark of the beast, according to the Seventh-day Adventists. Well, and this brings us to something that you and I, now I've heard this for many years, that some feel that the Roman Catholic Church will actually be the mystery Babylon the Great during the tribulation period, and that is part of it today. Well, is the Roman Catholic Church a cult? Well, first of all, I don't pray to my Heavenly Father through Mary. She was sinful. And people need to realize this according to the Word of God. And I pray to my Heavenly Father through Jesus, not through Mary. I pray through Jesus Christ. He was sinless. And notice, if you would, now I'm going to read something here that talks about the Catholics. And the Roman Catholics actually say this in their writings. But let me say this, that there are some Baptists who go along with the Roman Catholic teachings. And they believe that, once again, that the Baptist churches and other churches are the same as Catholics. Well, one of the prominent advocates of bringing Catholics into the mainline denominations of Baptists and so forth, one of those individuals is Rick Warren. He's one of the largest Southern Baptist representatives in the world today. Well, in 2014, April of 2014, Rick Warren gave an exclusive interview with Catholic TV channel EWTN, in which he gave effusive praise. In other words, he was really praising the Catholic Church and the popes and called for unity with Rome. He called Pope Francis our Pope and said, for authenticity, humility, Pope Francis is the perfect example. He is doing everything right. Well, is the Roman Catholic Church religion a cult? Well, let me read this to you. And the following that I'm going to read comes from the Second Vatican Council, Vatican II documents. In other words, the dogmatic constitution on the church. This actually comes from their teaching and from their writings. And I quote, "The Immaculate Virgin, preserved free from all stain of original sin, was taken up body and soul into heavenly glory when her earthly life was over, and exalted by the Lord as queen over all things, that she might be the more fully conformed to her Son, the Lord of Lords, and conqueror of sin and death." Now, that's speaking of Mary, by the way, the conqueror of sin and death. And this comes from the Second Vatican Council, Vatican II documents, the Dogmatic Constitution on the Church, Chapter 8, 1, 52, 53, and so forth. And it goes on to say, this writing of the Catholics go on to say this, as Saint Irenaeus says, she being, this is talking of Mary again now, she being obedient, became the cause of salvation for herself and for the whole human race. Hence, not a few of the early fathers gladly assert with him in their preaching, death through Eve, life through Mary. Now, this union of the mother with the son in the work of salvation is made manifest from the time of Christ's virginal conception up to his death. She cooperated in the work of the Savior in an altogether singular way to restore supernatural life to souls. She was responsible, in other words. She worked with Jesus. As a result, she is our mother in the order of grace. Mary, sharing as she did even on Calvary, had a part even in the once-for-all acquisition of the great treasury. Now, from this common sharing of will and suffering between Christ and Mary, and remember, I'm quoting now, she, that's Mary, merited to become most worthily the reparatrix. And this is one who makes amends or atonement for a lost world. And therefore, dispensatrix, and this is one who dispenses, in other words, of all the gifts which Jesus gained for us by his death and his blood. Second Vatican Council, Vatican II documents, Dogmatic Constitution of the Church, Chapter 8. Now notice, I continue reading from their documents. Taken up to heaven, this is Mary, taken up to heaven, she did not lay aside this saving office, but by her manifold intercession continues to bring us the gifts of eternal salvation. By her material charity, she cares for the brethren of her Son, who still journey on earth surrounded by dangers and difficulties until they are led into their blessed home. Therefore, the Blessed Virgin is invoked in the Church under the titles of Advocate, Helper, Benefactress, and Mediatrix. Second Vatican Council, Vatican II Documents, Dogmatic Constitution on the Church, Chapter 8. I'm not finished. Another quote. Mary has by grace been exalted above all angels and men to a place second only to her Son as the most holy mother of God. Did you catch that? End of quote now for a moment. Did you catch that? The most holy mother of God. And I continue. It says that she who was involved in the mysteries of Christ, she is rightly honored by a special cult. Did you catch that? She is rightly honored by a special cult in the Church. This comes from Second Vatican Council, Vatican II Documents, Dogmatic Constitution on the Church, Chapter 8. Well, when we think of this, I simply ask you, do you believe that the Roman Catholic Church is a cult according to their own writings? I can only say that by their own writings that they are ungodly, that they do not worship the same Jesus that I worship. They do not worship Jesus, they worship Mary. Now, some people are confused. I believe that there are some saved Catholics in this world. They have actually trusted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. But on the other hand, the Bible says that God will lead us into all truth. The Holy Spirit will lead and guide us into all truth. And my question is this, why haven't these people who have named the name of the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, why haven't they realized that they're involved in, I believe, a cult, the Roman Catholic Church? W.E.H. Leckie, a historian, says this. He says that the Church of Rome has shed more innocent blood than any other institution that has ever existed among mankind, and will be questioned by no Protestant who has a competent knowledge of history. Now, I'm going to keep quoting this man, but the competent knowledge of history. Folks, we need to have the knowledge of history. We need to study these things to know right from wrong, comparing Scripture with Scripture. W.E.H. Leckie continues. He says, the memorials, indeed, of many of her persecutions, this is the Roman Catholic Church, are now so scanty that it is impossible to form a complete conception of the multitude of her victims. It's being hidden, in other words. And he goes on to say, and it is quite certain that no power of imagination can adequately realize their sufferings. This comes from the History of the Rise and Influence of the Spirit of Rationalism in Europe, Volume 2, page 32, London, Longmans, Green and Company, 1910. Folks, we need to wake up, and we need to quit worrying about hurting someone's feelings. We need to preach and teach and tell people the Word of God as it is. There's only one way to heaven, and that is through the Lord Jesus Christ. Any other way is a cult. If we preach any other gospel, which there is no other gospel, good news, if we preach any other gospel, then we are not of God. Let's stay true to the Word and keep telling people that Jesus saves and He is the only way to heaven. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.